With Tom Cruise's Top Gun, Maverick film now having raked in $900 million at box offices worldwide, Sue Today reached out to a Sault Ste. Marie native who flies the CF-18, the Royal Canadian Air Force's premier fighter aircraft, for his insights on being a pilot. Captain Caleb Robert has flown a CF-18 for the last 3 years. Robert, 30, was a member of the locally based 155 Borden Gray GC Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadron as a teen who received his post-secondary education at Royal Military College. While some days are routine, Robert wrote in the email interview that fly days are special. When I notice my name on the flying schedule, something happens that cannot be ignored, no matter how many hours you have in the jet. It demands attention and rehearsal. It produces stress and anticipation. There is nothing casual about strapping into a war bird. There's little forgiveness for errors. You have to be alert, you have to be sharp. We have a saying that goes something like, you're either the driver, or waterskiing behind the jet. So as long as you're driving, there's opportunity to hone your skills and execute the mission with confidence. Despite the work-related stress and demands of being a fighter pilot, Robert said, flying is a good time. My journey began at home with a supportive family, which is a luxury that not everyone enjoys, Robert said, reflecting on his early years in the Sioux. I was exposed to aviation early in life, and the passion continued to grow from there. After earning a scholarship for a private pilot's license with the cadets and after studying at RMC, Robert joined the RCAF. Training with the RCAF took about 4 years before being fully qualified and operationally approved on the CF-18 Hornet. Looking back, it was a long road, and my dream and motivation needed watering along the way. To those cheerleaders and support staff, I am eternally grateful, Robert wrote. He described his first solo flight, which lasted about 45 seconds, as a peculiar story. On July 24, 2009, I was on scholarship learning to fly air cadet gliders in Picton, Ont. I had just been cleared for solo after an obligatory flight check by my instructor, so naturally I was extremely excited. After a short takeoff roll, I soon left the ground, feeling pretty great about myself as one would. However, that feeling was short-lived as I noticed my aircraft losing airspeed quite rapidly. I immediately looked to the tow aircraft ahead of me. To get to altitude, the tow plane pulls the glider along by a rope that is attached to the nose. At about 50 feet above the ground, my adrenaline spiked as I watched the tow rope falling away to the ground, no longer attached. I thought that the rope must have broken, a relatively common and practiced emergency scenario. I soon realized, though, that the tow pilot had disconnected the rope as an emergency because a different aircraft intruded the same runway we were using. To avoid hitting the other aircraft, we were forced to bracket the runway, the tow plane landing to the right side on the grass, myself landing to the left side of the runway. There was no harm to any personnel or damage to aircraft, so we simply reset the operation and I enjoyed my second first solo about 30 minutes later. Despite that scary but exhilarating 45 seconds, as far as Transport Canada was concerned, there was a takeoff, a short flight, and a landing. So, I was legally obliged to enter into my pilot logbook my first ever solo flight as 1 minute, rounded up to the nearest minute. That logbook entry certainly still stands as one of my hallmarks, Robert said. Robert clearly enjoys his career. It's personally fulfilling that any dreams I had as a young person were realized by means of the Canadian Armed Forces. The RCAF offers anyone a gateway into military aviation. There are, of course, many outfits in the world that operate jet aircraft, but often the experience they desire and pilots they hire end up being ex-military anyway. In any case, it's a great place to begin or finish a career, and a unique opportunity to take part in operations at home and abroad. Whether it's humanitarian in nature, or whether we are carrying out offensive diplomacy with surgical precision. He added he appreciates all the close friends and colleagues he has known along the way. Robert has been stationed at fighter bases in Alberta and Quebec as well as training units in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. He has flown all over Canada and the U.S. in both small and large force training exercises, as well as NORAD operations. The squadrons have been posted to have not been called to combat recently, but we have worked up to maximum combat readiness on several occasions. With world events piquing everyone's concern, it is crucial now more than ever that we are prepared to meet our obligations to our allies and defend Western interests in an offensive way. That workup is rewarding on its own, and ultimately, we are always thankful when we don't have to leave our friends and loved ones, Robert said in the email. When asked to offer advice to any young person interested in a career in flight, Robert said, I certainly wouldn't advocate to anyone that they should follow exactly in my footsteps in order to be successful. If I've learned anything, it's that pilots come in all shapes and sizes, and that's a great thing. It lends perspective and heightens our corporate learning. If there were any commonalities for those striving to elite aviation, I suggest this: pursue well-roundedness. Seek experiences and expose yourself to learning from all sources. Ignore the naysayers. Focus on the dream and challenge ahead of you unapologetically, even when some folks think you have your head stuck in the clouds, pun intended. Make friends with everyone and never burn bridges. It amazes me time and again how big, yet how small, the pilot community is. There are few cities in Canada where I wouldn't hesitate to call on a friend. Being cordial and taking an interest in people rewards itself. You may just find help from a person or in a place you least expected. Also, one day your superior may become your subordinate or vice versa, so take care. As for the blockbuster Top Gun movies? It would be difficult to compete with the glamour and heroism with which Tom Cruise portrays the job. In my experience, however, there is typically a lot more sweat, long briefs and debriefs, and even longer workdays, Robert said. However, Robert said, while my life could use a thumping 80s soundtrack playing in the background, I will say that for better or worse we feel just as cool, if not cooler, as Top Gun illustrates. I hope that the new Top Gun Maverick film inspires the next generation of elite aviators in Canada, if at least to inform and create a deeper appreciation for the time, effort and sacrifice of various kinds that goes into a fighter pilot's career. The reality isn't usually the same great balls of fire action and energy as Hollywood shows, but occasionally I would argue it's even better. Either way, it's what we volunteered to go do, and we love it. Robert, an evangelical Christian, added he firmly believes serving his country as a pilot, possibly even in a combat role, is God's plan for his life. I would also mention the role that faith has played in my life. Ultimately, I wouldn't dare take decisive credit for my success, and without a doubt it continues to drive what I do. I like to say, I'm really just the co-pilot here, Robert said, acknowledging God as the pilot of his career and life.